The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
In London, a man who has been described as a dangerous individual has been arrested on suspicion of the murder of 87-year-old Clareman Thomas O'Halloran. He's a much-loved Ennis Diamond native. He was out on his mobility scooter on Tuesday evening when he was stabbed to death in Greenford in West London. Now, Thomas had lived in London for many years and recently spent his time busking outside local shops with his accordion to raise money, most recently for the people of Ukraine. Now, to get reaction to this awful killing, we're joined by Fine Gael Senator Martin Conway. He's from Clare. And we're also joined by Steve Pound, former MP for Ealing, who's on the line. Steve, good morning.
Good morning to you.
This would be a shocking episode for anyone living in Ealing. It's equally shocking for us because this man had connections with his native county of Clare. What are they saying about this killing in London?
Well, I mean, in many ways, we're very grateful that Clare lent him to us in Greenford because he was so, so much at the heart of our community. But what people are saying is that if this can happen at 4 o'clock on a sunny Tuesday afternoon, right next to one of the biggest arterial roads in London, then we're seriously worried about public safety. But I think at the moment that our thoughts and concerns are with his sons, our thoughts and sympathy are with the family. And there'll be there's a public meeting tonight in Greenford to reassure the community. And there will certainly be a huge requiem mass at Our Lady of the Visitation Church. But what most of us are trying to come to terms with is the fact that somebody we saw every day of our lives, he would hold court outside one of the cafes on the Greenford Road, sitting on his mobility scooter like a king on a throne, and he'd sit there and people would come up and he'd dispense advice and wisdom. And he used to be a brilliant car mechanic. He used to drive his three-wheeler car, and God alone knows how he kept it on the road, but he used to always give very, very good advice. But he was such a sweet man, and it's very salutary that the last thing he did in his life before he was so brutally killed on that hot Tuesday afternoon, the last thing he did was to collect money for people less well off than himself, for the Ukrainian refugees here in Ealing. That is the mark of the man.
So, you know, often they say someone was well known and well liked. In this case, it is absolutely no exaggeration. He literally was a very familiar part of the landscape every day.
Absolutely so. I mean, it's quite interesting about him because I knew he was from the Gaeltacht. I didn't know he was actually from Clare. But he was very, very impressed by the fact that we've just had a Mayo girl, Claire Tighe, from Ballinard, just become elected as a councillor. And he was very, and I actually thought he might be from Mayo because he was so pleased he used to talk about her. But look, he'd be there at the heart of the community, and he would, everybody knew him, he played accordion, and I heard him play Danny Boy more times, and I could probably wish to hear it, but he always had a smile, and he was always cheerful, and he was always there for other people. And I think that's the point, because, you know, sometimes you don't know what you've got till it's gone, and you don't know how much you miss people until you've lost them. But just to walk past the cafe as I did this morning and just to look at the space, you know, okay, there's a few flowers there now, but the space where he used to sit, where he used to be, and I just felt like walking across and saying hello to that space in the sky. But it's interesting, we always called him Terry for some reason, although his name was Thomas. I used to call him Thomas because I thought that's what he would like, but he was always called Terry. And just to see that space where Terry sat, and to miss that smile and that cheeky little look in his eye and that twinkle, and to hear his rather raucous singing and his beautiful, beautiful accordion playing and the harmonica from time to time, and occasionally even a banjo. You know, there's no limit to the man's talents, but dear God, we miss him.
Well, it's great to hear that he was genuinely loved in his locality and that he spread joy in all his daily activities. We can't preempt any investigations by the Metropolitan Police, but a man is in custody on suspicion of the murder. Generally speaking, are people terribly concerned about public order in London? Because there have been quite a number of murders reported in the last 4 days.
It's pretty terrifying, and you rightly say you're well on top of it here. So a 58-year-old woman was stabbed to death in Acton just down the road last week. And, you know, one death is one death too many. But it's interesting. A few years ago, a murder like this would have been on the front pages of every single paper in the country. Nowadays, it's on page four or page five. So people are concerned, and people are asking, where are the guards? Where is that presence on the street? And I think the police meeting that's been called tonight for 7:30 will hopefully go some way towards reassuring people. But ultimately, it's the sheer brutality and the uncaring cruelty of such a sweet man being put to death. And, I'm not going to preempt what anybody's going to find out later on, but it looks like the money he had on his scooter that he'd collected for Ukraine was the target for the person. And that, what does that say about our society? All I can say is that we saw the worst of our society at 4 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. We saw the best of our society every day outside Greenford Station when, God love him, Terry or Thomas was there playing his accordion.
Steve, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Steve Pound, former MP for Ealing North. Listening to our conversation, Fine Gael Senator Martin Conway, Shannon spokesperson on health, and from Clare himself. Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
It is terrible that a man who reaches the great age of 87 in such rude good health that although he was on a mobility scooter, he was able to entertain everybody every day with his accordion and, as Steve was saying, dispensing his wisdom. Great to know that he was much loved in his own community, but all the greater the tragedy that having got so far in life in this way, that what remained to him was snuffed out.
Absolutely, Pat. The weather in Clare this morning is pretty bad. It's raining, it's dull, it's bleak. And that would sum up the feeling of the community here in Enniskillen and the greater North Clare area. Thomas used to come and visit Enniskillen practically every year up until about a decade ago. He left Enniskillen 70 years ago and obviously made a life and a home for himself in London. He has children and grandchildren in London. But he used to come back here on a regular basis. He comes from a large family who are in an assignment for generations. And listening to Stephen there describing the jolly nature of Thomas, playing music, being a character, that would reflect his brothers, some of whom are no longer with us, some are still with us. I know that his brother Dickie, Robert, or better known as Dickie, often played in the Clipsmore, the same style, character, playing different instruments on the Clipsmore. So I'm not one bit surprised hearing the description of Thomas and how well loved he was, because his brothers who are with us here in Clare would be the same. So older people older than me in an asylum have very fond memories of Thomas, or as he was known here, Tommy, when he came from London over the summer period for many years. His last visit to Clare was to Dromoland Castle for his niece's wedding. A niece who lived in Limerick got married about a decade ago. Sadly, after that, he hadn't been able to come due to poor health and the fact that he used a mobility scooter. It wouldn't have made it easy for him to come over here. So the family have spoken to some of them today and yesterday, and they have fond memories of it. But they're still trying to process and come to terms with the brutality of his last day on this world and why it would happen. And I think we all share that sense of puzzlement and bewilderment. And look, I suppose the community just want to rally around the family and give them support as they try and come to terms with and process what's after happening.
There were pleas from the police for help. Anyone who had any kind of video footage, there was CCTV footage made available. They made a very swift arrest, relatively speaking, and we await to see the outcome of their investigation and charges and so on. But just the nature of that crime, someone who's vulnerable, someone who could not run away, someone who's, in a mobility scooter with an accordion, cannot make good any escape when approached by someone with bad intent. It's hard to understand the mentality of such a perpetrator.
Absolutely. We hear of murders every day of the week, not just in our own country, but across the world. But there were some murders that are just beyond imagination. And a murder of an 87-year-old man who was out busking, collecting a few bob for the less well-off people in Ukraine. on a mobility scooter. So clearly he's disabled and is not able to move independently. To think somebody like that would be stabbed in broad daylight near their home anywhere in the world is absolutely horrific. And I think that's the problem that the people around here are trying to come to terms with it, work it out, try and put logic on it, try and explain it. But you can't because it's inexplicable. And I just hope that the police investigation in London is swift and that the person or persons responsible for this awful crime are brought to justice as quickly as possible. Because an awful lot of people are shocked and very angry and upset over not just in London, but here in Ireland and particularly here in Enniskillen. You know, the mood of the community is it's a mood of being stunned, just trying to figure this thing out. And I think that if there is a swift conclusion to the police investigation, at least then people will feel that there's some element of justice.
Of closure anyway. Look, our condolences obviously to all the members of Thomas O'Halloran's extended family, both in London and in Enniskillen in County Clare. And Martin Fine Gael, Senator Martin Conway, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk. Program.